की जाए, सीसी रुक्मिनी द्वाकदीश की जाय, गौर प्रेमानंद हरिबो. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, text, or excuse me, Chapter 5, text 19. Karya, Karana, Kartritve, Dravya, Jnana, Kriyasrayaha, Badnanti, Nityada, Muktam, Mayinam, Purusham, Gunaha, Karyakarana Kartritve, Dravya Jnana Kriyasrayaha, Badnanti Nityada Muktam, Mayinam Purusham Gunaha, Karya Karana Kartritve, Dravya Jnana Kriyasrayaha, Badnanti Nityada Muktam, Mayinam Purusham Gunaha, Karya Karana Kartritve, Dravya Jnana Kriyasrayaha, Badnanti Nityada Muktam, Mayinam Purusham Gunaha. Karya Karana Kartritve. Kartitve Dravya Jnana Kriyasrayaha Badnanti Nityada Muktam Mayinam Purusham Gunaha. Matajis Karya Karana Kartritve Dravya Jnana Kriyasrayaha Badnanti Nityada Muktam Mayinam Purusham Gunaha Karya Karana Kartritve Dravya Jnana Kriyasrayaha Badnanti Nityada Muktam Mayinam Purusham Gunaha. Synonyms: Karya, effect; Karana, cause; Kartritve, in activities; Dravya, material; Jnana, knowledge; Kriya Ashrayaha, manifested by such symptoms; Badnanti, conditions; Nityada, eternally; Muktam, transcendental; Mayinam, affected by material energy; Purusham, the living entity; gunaha, the material modes. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. These three modes of material nature, being further manifested as matter, knowledge, and activities, put the eternally transcendental living entity under conditions of cause and effect and make him responsible for such activities. Please repeat. These three modes of material nature, being further manifested as matter, knowledge and activities, put the eternally transcendental living entity under conditions of cause and effect and make him responsible for such activities. Purport. Because they are between the internal and external potencies, the eternally transcendental living entities are called the marginal potency of the Lord. Factually, the living entities are not meant to be so conditioned by material energy, but due to their being affected by the false sense of lording it over the material energy, they come under the influence of such potency and thus become conditioned by the three modes of material nature. This external energy of the Lord covers up the pure knowledge of the living entities eternally existing with him, but the covering is so constant that it appears that the conditioned soul is eternally ignorant. Such is the wonderful action of Maya, or external energy manifested as if materially produced. By the covering power of the material energy, the material scientist cannot look beyond the material causes, but factually, behind the material manifestations, there are adibhuta, adhyatma, and adidaiva actions, which the conditioned soul in the mode of ignorance cannot see. The adibhuta manifestation entails repetitions of births and deaths with old age and diseases, and the adhyatma manifestation conditions the spirit soul, and the adidaiva manifestation is the controlling system. These are the material manifestations of cause and effect, and the sense of responsibility of the conditioned actors. They are, after all, manifestations of the conditioned state, and the human being's freedom from such a conditioned state is the highest perfectional attainment. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I don't think I did that, right? Oh, I did? Okay, well, you know where I'm at today. So, yes, we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Om Gyanachmita Nishaganjana Shalaka Chakshuntinatam Dain Tasmai Sri Guru Venamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunichananda Sirveti Gidata Sivasri Gora Bhaktivinda Kija Panchakalpa Turvisya Kripa Sinaveta Paritana Pavanevya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai. So, very interesting verse today. Lots of different little things that were said here. Especially about adhyatma and adidaiva and adibhuta. These are the three different manifestations of Krishna in the material world. Adhyatma refers to the soul, the living entity. Adidaiva, of course, to the demigods, the controllers, and adibhuta, the body, the self. So it's kind of described here that the living entity, you know, being separated from the Supreme Lord in this material world, acts in certain ways. And in these actions, these activities manifest in the particular body that the living entity receives in this material world. There's that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti Kiyamana Niguna Karmi Sarvasa Hankara Vimudhatma Kartam Hiti Manyate. So there it says that the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of his activities, which are actually carried out by material nature. So I believe this verse really exemplifies what Srila Prabhupada is saying in this purport here. It's actually a very instructive verse, actually. And it exposes certain types of consciousness or mentalities in this material world. And basically, in the world, there's two types of people. There's two types of living entities. Those that are materially absorbed in material consciousness, or that individual who's spiritually conscious, awake, understanding the real position. So it may appear that they're working on the same level. It may even appear that, because like if somebody comes here, they're seeing that as devotees, we're doing the same things that a lot of people are doing out there. Of course, we're worshiping the deity of Lord Krishna, but basically we're doing a lot of the same things that are going on. So it may seem on the same level, it may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide difference. There really is a wide difference as to the positions of these two individuals. The person in the material world, they exemplify, they're convinced that in their particular way of vision in this material world, that they're, according to their false ego, they think that they're the doer of everything. They really believe that they're in control. I'm sure all of us have spoken to some person sometime or other, and they really like tell you, yeah, I'm in control. I want to take control of my life. I want to be in control. I am in control. I'm going to dictate what I want to do, where I'm going to go, how am I going to do it. So there's so many of those kind of gurus out there, these professional life gurus, and they teach you, become, be your own person, know what you want, go for it, get it. And so they take credit for everything that they do. They actually take credit, and they're doing this out of complete ignorance, not knowing that there is a supreme being, there's Krishna, and that person, he's dictating everything through his material energy. Mayadyakshena prakrite suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kuntiya jagat viparivartate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is telling Arjuna that the material nature is working under his direction, and it's producing and all moving and non-moving entities. And we're part of that. We're part of that. So Krishna himself is saying this. But those individuals who are in the material world, they're not accepting us. They simply want to take credit for everything that they do. And they're thinking that they're in complete control. And of course they're not. They're under the prakriti, material nature. They're actually being forced to act in particular ways. Prabhupada gave a very nice example of that. He gave example of like the police force. The government creates a police force, and the purpose of the police force is to protect. It's not meant that the police force is there to control us. It's not meant for that reason. There can be different things about that, but basically the police force is there to protect the living entities, all of us, the citizens. And it says that the only time that the police force is actually controlling you is if you become a criminal. So if you're a criminal, you steal something, murder somebody, then you're under the control of the police force. Otherwise, the police force has nothing to do with you. So same way with the material energy. The material energy really doesn't want to control the living entity. But the only reason that it has to is because we're criminals. We're actually criminals. And it's described that this criminal nature is Krishna Bihir Mukha Hana Boga Vancha. That we're criminals because we think that this material world is for our satisfaction. We actually really think that everything around us is meant for our pleasure. Other living entities, they're for our pleasure. And we want everything to do, everything that we see, we want to control in that particular way. But according to Krishna, this, you're a criminal. I'm a criminal, you're a criminal, everyone's actually a criminal. And because we are, we're getting overcome and controlled by the external energy, this prakriti, this maya. She's controlling us because we're criminals. So the point being is that we have to get rid of this criminal nature. That's the real ticket of success, how to get beyond the material nature, this prakriti. And if we don't, then there's no shanti. You know, we say, shanti, shanti, shanti. Where is there shanti? There is no peace. How can one be peaceful if one is a criminal? If you know a criminal, they're never peaceful. They're always thinking the police are coming after them because they've done so many wrong things. They're paranoid and they don't feel good. They'll feel a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. So we can see in this material world, we're experiencing those things. We experience a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. There's no shanti. Of course, Krishna does give that peace formula in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktaram jagatapa samsarava loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam santim richati. The peace formula means that we have to accept. We have to accept that Krishna is a supreme person who controls the spiritual and the material world. That any kind of austerities and sacrifices that we want to perform, it should be done for Krishna's pleasure, not our pleasure. For Krishna's pleasure. And that Krishna is our best friend. We're always searching for a friend. Each and every one of us. Some kind of an associate. Someone that we can associate with and love and be with. But here Krishna says, you're making a mistake. It's not that, it's me. I'm the supreme friend of all living entities. And he proves it because Krishna's been with us in how many different bodies? It's countless. We've been in countless different bodies in this material creation. But in each and every one of those bodies, Krishna was there with us as the Supersoul, as the Paramatma. So we see that our illusion is that we are thinking that we're happy, that life is good, and we consider that to be our right. If you talk to anybody, you know, they'll tell you, well, it's my right to want to be happy and to be, you know, prosperous. Just like I know that I've heard this lately more than I have in the past, is that there's a lot of Christians that believe that they want a prosperous God. They want to worship a prosperous God. So what does that mean? That means they want to be prosperous. And that's what they're thinking, they're going to be happy. They're going to serve and worship and glorify a prosperous God. And if you don't, then that's why you're as miserable and suffering as anything. But they don't want to admit that they're also suffering. You know, even if they get that prosperous benediction, how long can it be with them? How long can they be prosperous? That's the question. That's the question that a devotee asks. For how long? You know, you can be a rich person, but for how long will you be a rich person? That's a big question. You know, you may have a lot of facilities, bank balance. You may have a car. You may have a nice house, children, wife. You have all these amenities that all people want in this material world. But how long will you have those things? That's the question that a devotee will ask. You can be in America. Well, how long are you going to be an American? You have no idea what's going to happen after this birth. You can be a very rich person, but what will you be in your next life? You don't know. And how long are you going to be an American? Whatever. So this is something that we want. So prakriti, material nature, it gives it to us. Here, take it. You want it? Take it. And when you do, then you become a criminal because you want to enjoy it. So this is what's going on in the material world. So the prakriti gives it to us. But unfortunately, even though she gives it to us, we're just using the female context as maya, she gives it to us, but she can't tell you, okay, I'll give it to you, but you can have it forever. Can't. She can give it to you, but how long will it last? Can't give it to you forever. They can't guarantee that you're going to be forever an American or that forever you're going to be rich. There's no guarantee. It's all temporary. So we think that we're very powerful when we have these kind of toys and these facilities, the amenities that we all desire. It makes us feel powerful. We think that we're very powerful. So when you feel that way, you think you're very powerful, very happy. And the next situation is that I don't need God. What do I need God for? So let me like worship dog. You see all the dogs that are out in front, right? If you're outside any length of time, you'll see our neighborhood. A lot of dogs. A lot of people walking their dog, picking up their stool. So if you don't love God, then you'll love dog. Prabhupada said that many times. And so this is the nature, because everybody's thinking they're in control. They're the enjoyers. Everything is meant for their satisfaction. So this is what they're doing. So instead of worshiping Krishna, God, they're worshiping the dog. And they think they're happy. But for how long? How long can you possibly be happy? You think like those in those terms more when you get to be our age or Maharaj's age. When you get that age, you think about things in a different perspective. Because you know you don't have much time left, literally. And when you have that kind of consciousness, you think differently. So you see these people are so overcome by the material energy, by this prakriti, they forget this time factor. They forget everything. They just think about what they want and how they're going to get it. And by the time they wake up, it may be too late. So as devotees, we...